Episode 3197, Putting Your Child First While Pleasing Everyone.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It's Friday. Yes, that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day because you know what? We're going to talk about something a little challenging. It may make you feel a little uncomfortable, but I know it's something you want to pay attention to. Putting your child first while pleasing everyone. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, take a deep breath because guess what? I'm a grandma times two. Oh, yes, I am. It is so exciting. More to come on that here soon. But I just wanted to tell you, thank you for your grace and your patience. We're excited and delighted of the presence of our beautiful grandbaby. And Big Brother is awesome. And she is a beauty. And so with that, we got to really talk about this. Because when your family grows, right? If you have children of your own, which of course I have five, and your children grow up and then they go off on their own and they begin their own family, they begin their own journey when it comes to parenthood, right? And in the journey of parenthood, the desire to be the best parent often comes with the challenge of trying to please everyone. So you've got to be intentional with what you desire for your family, right? It truly is about putting your child first while pleasing everyone. You know, it's interesting, society and our extended families and friends all have their expectations and opinions on how you should raise your children. Maybe you've crossed that line a few times. And I know it's challenging because it's like, gosh, you know, I like the way I do it, the way I was raised, but then it's like, well, then I've got my spouse over here and I kind of like some of what they do, but then I got to put it all together. And then it's like this hodgepodge and you're trying to figure out what really makes sense. But amidst this complexity, how do you stay true, right, to your own goals and put your child's needs first? It truly is an intricate balance, but with a little self-reflection and a lot of empathy, both for yourself and for your family, you can navigate this delicate terrain successfully. You know, as parents, we all want to prove that we know how to raise our children. We do. And I really do think that it comes from not an egotistical portion of our personality, but truly a heart-centered one, right? We want to make sure that we are giving our best to our children, which, though, can push us to seek validation and approval from others, whether it's your family, whether it's your best friend. It could be neighbors, even. It could be people within your own church and community. But you have to remember, this is your family. This is not your parents' family. This is not your in-laws' family, right? This is not your best friend's family. It's not the church family. You belong to those, but you are creating your own family. So you have to consider what your child needs truly and then make the best decision for your family. Yes, you can look at how you were raised. You can look at how your spouse was raised, but you've got to come to terms as to what works for you all. And I will say this. You may have to have those hard discussions with your parents and or the in-laws or even grandparents. I mean, you know, it could be aunts and uncles. It could be kind of the, oh, godparents, or it could be best friends. And it's like, I need to do what's right for my children. I appreciate your perspective and we like to learn from you, but understand we make the decisions and we would like you to bless those, right? Because deep down, you know that the happiness and well-being of your child should always be your primary concern. You get it. So let's look at some essential strategies to help you focus on your family's goals and values while not letting the influences of others overshadow your parental instincts, right? Huh, easy for me to say. Essential strategies to parent your way. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You've got to figure out the strategies that work right for you. And a lot of it comes down, honestly, to communication, right? You've got to look at, okay, what do I need? What does my husband need? Okay. And then say, what does my child need or children need? Because you've got to figure it out. If you don't, you're literally running in circles. Have you ever watched a dog chase their tail? It's really cute and funny. But then eventually they do get tired and they begin to stumble and fall down and they don't really get anywhere. Well, that's kind of what's happening if you don't figure out and define your family's priorities. And that's number one, define your family's priorities. Take the time to identify and clarify your family's goals and your values. Sit down with your spouse. Sit down with, you know, if you're not married, okay, because that is the case. Maybe you need to sit down with your ex. I know you're probably thinking, well, Christiane, that may, yeah, but you got to be on the same page and discuss what is important in raising your child, right? Is it their moral development, their academic achievements, or emotional well-being? And a lot of it will depend upon the actual season that you're in, the stage of life that they're going through. You're going to treat a toddler different than you treat a tween or a teen, right? So once you have defined your priorities, it becomes easier to filter out external opinions that do not align with what is best for your child. And so by understanding and prioritizing what truly matters to your family, you can confidently navigate the maze of parenting expectations. You don't have to sit there and go, gosh, but I just gotta, you know, I gotta please my husband's, you know, parents, and they just want it this way, and I just feel like I have to be this way, so that's what I do. Or on the flip side, I've got to go, and I've got this overbearing brother, and he's all protective and everything, and that's great, but, you know, uncle, you need to back off just a little bit, right? What is it for you? We all have those hangups. We all have to figure it out. Now, hopefully, you'll have both sides of the families, right? Because you're coming together as one, two individuals, becoming a family as we, and then you bring children in the world. Hopefully, both sides of the families will understand, wait, this is your family. And if not, that is when you're going to have a harder conversation. And that leads me to number two, establish boundaries. Boundaries play a crucial role in protecting your parenting decisions and maintaining healthy harmony within your family structure, right? So respectfully communicate your boundaries to those around you, clarifying what you're comfortable with and what you're not. This helps create a supportive environment where your child's needs are placed at the forefront and you can confidently make decisions without fearing judgment or criticism. It's not about are you right? It's not about are you wrong? And yes, you may have to have some tough decisions. If you are in the position of being a grandparent or an auntie, an uncle, maybe you're an adoptive kind of godparent or auntie, whatever it is, but you have an influence within a specific family and you're like, gosh, this rings true for me. What does this look like? Well, remember, setting boundaries is not about shutting others out, right? Don't take this personally. If you're on the outside, if you're within the family structure, you can't take it personally by not setting boundaries. Does that make sense? Right? Because it's about safeguarding your child's well-being and ensuring the choices you make are rooted in love, compassion, and respect. So you got to set those boundaries. And yes, that means you'll have those harder decisions and harder conversations. But if they truly love you, and I mean genuinely, right? Heart to heart here, they're going to support you. And finally, number three, seek support from like-minded people. Surround yourself with individuals who share similar parenting philosophies. And when you do that, it can be a valuable source of support and guidance. It's hard if you are like the only one who's parenting a certain way. Now, that doesn't mean that you're equal across the board, right? You're going to have your own perspectives, and that's good. But seek out local parenting support groups. Maybe you've got some ladies in your church that you're like, I just want to get connected with them. Join some online communities, right? Attend workshops specifically tailored to your style of parenting. Go buy some books. I mean, there are some incredible books out there. Yes, you can get them online, but I'm a little old fashioned. I like to read them. I like to hold it in my hand. Whatever though floats your boat, right? Connecting though with like-minded individuals allows you to exchange ideas. It helps you to gain perspective and find encouragement from others who understand the unique challenges of staying true to your beliefs while pleasing everyone. Because it is a challenge. Now, your family, for example, like your grandparents and your aunties and your uncles, it, like I said before, it could be your best friends that feel like family. Maybe you're an only child and you're like, well, I just have these few people that they are basically my family because I didn't grow up with siblings. They can be very supportive too. But remember, it's your word and goals for your family that matter most. Listen to me again. It's your word and goals for your family that matter most. So be sure if they are sharing with you advice, you still consider carefully what is right for you and best for your child, because that is ultimately what matters. And again, going back, if you're the one who's the family looking on, right? I've got my children who are, you know, they're all grown now. Now, not all of them are married. We only have one out of the five that are. And it's one of those things where, you know, yes, we've got grandbaby number two now. Woohoo! But it's not my job to raise my grandchildren. It's my job to support the parents that are raising my grandchildren. And in that, that's my role. And if I'm in that role, that I am doing the best for the grandbabies. That's what you need to pay attention to. I like to call them my minis, okay? I want to do everything I can to support my daughter and my son-in-law. And when I do that, I am loving even more my minis, okay? What does it look like for you if you're in that position? Now, if you're not in that position, then you've got to flip, you know, the table and go, okay, well, I have a difficult mother-in-law or I have a difficult mom. It may be your own mom that's driving you crazy and you don't know how to address it. Now, I'm going to tell you this, it's going to be a hard conversation. It will be. But I promise you, once when you have it, it will be well worth it. And remember, this isn't about tearing them down. It's not about you love them less or more than, okay? It's really focusing on what your goals are as a family. And if you go to them saying, this is how we're structuring things. You know, I try to do my best. I fail a lot of times. I fall flat on my face, right? I try to be the better mother-in-law. I don't know that I am, but I do try to be. And it's hard. It's trying to find that happy medium, right? That harmony, because they are creating their own family. It's my job to honor that. And that means I don't put pressure on them. That means I don't need to sit there and tell them what to do. Now, if they come and ask me for advice or they're open to it, then of course I can extend it. But I don't extend it with expectations. Okay? That's where we've got to be very careful. If you're a friend who's trying to help somebody else, okay, when you share some advice with them, it's really up to them whether or not they're going to take it or leave it. So don't set expectations on what you share. And when we begin to really absorb that thought process and that strategy, whew, we all can breathe easier. Because it's not a competition. It's not about who loves anything more, right? If you are the one who is dealing with the family, okay, then letting them know that, hey, I love you, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing. Be open with them, communicate with them, and it will help things go a lot smoother. If they're overbearing, then have that harder conversation with them. But don't attack, right? This isn't about these feelings. This isn't about that you're not being considerate of them. It's this is what we need for our family. And that's how you need to approach it. And it's hard because there are those kind of back and forth where you just kind of struggle. Now, if you're on the flip side and you have children now that are grown and you have minis, or maybe they're older now, but for me, I'm still in my mini stage, which is awesome. I love my minis. And when I look at that, it's important to understand that in order to support them, I have to support their parents. And I have to make it clear, what do you want? And I want to ask them. That's my job, is to ask questions. Don't make the assumption that they want something done a certain way. Now, if you're by yourself and you've got to do something, it's blood or flood, that's a different conversation. We're not talking about that. We're talking about daily interactions or when you go for the holidays, because believe it or not, the holidays are coming up. And what happens? Families get together and things get stressful. And it's just like, oh, I dread this. You know what? It's a party every day. So smile, be flexible, right? Parenting is a journey and it requires constant adaptation and growth. You got to be flexible. You got to be able to let things roll off. If you sit there and let it just stew in you, oh, it's not going to be a good thing. And that goes for regardless of what stage you're in parenting, whether you're a grandparent, whether you're the mom, whether you're the great grandparent, right? Or the aunties or the uncles and so forth. While it's natural to want to please others, and it is, it still is essential to remember that you are the expert when it comes to your child. You are the expert mom. So by focusing on your family's goals, establishing those boundaries, and seeking support from the like-minded communities that you have agreed that you're going to be a part of, you can confidently put your child first while navigating the expectations of others. And in the end, always remember that you are doing your best and that above all, your child's happiness, health, and growth are what truly matter. So in the journey of parenting, trust your instincts and let love be your guide. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.